J Balvin, Contraparé. It's a, you know, Spanish hook song. People are like, yo, what, how, where,
what, why,
when, you know what I mean? I've known Jay, I met him at Farruko's album launch a couple years ago, in Puerto Rico. And we met, both trying to get food. We met and then hooked up on a project with Major Lazer a couple years ago. And that just felt good. And I was like, you know, couldn't make that video. So I was kind of disappointed about that. And then, I did a writing camp last year where I was trying to find just anything to catch people's ears kind of vibe. And I did a lot of hooks in Spanish with some different writers. Hooked up with Tiny, who was the producer of the track. And he played a couple, and then when he went, burr, 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 I was like, stop, stop. He's like, what, you don't, that annoys your ears? I was like, no, that's perfect. I don't want to hear nothing else left with the track. That's my thing. So the writers kind of find out what I'm talking about, and then we started to, you know, collaborate on what it should say. And then they came up with this crazy hook, and they were like, this sound like Jay. So send it to him, see what he says. He just hit it up. He added so much more to the track, though. So, you know, it's one thing to have an amazing rhythm. It's the next thing to have people write great lyrics and whatever. But then for his star power and his expertise on how he going to hit them verses on Ray, that's the next thing. So it was like a triple threat hit for me. Yeah.